Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying, a podcast brought to you by me, Sunil Patel, Harriet Kemsley, and today our special guest is Jos Norris.
Hello.
Today we'll be discussing if Harriet can, once she gives birth, not cut the umbilical cord and keep the child attached to her until it's grown up. Harriet?
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Would you like to do that?
Absolutely not.
Jos wants you to?
I think it would be... I was going to say funny, but interesting. What I think it would be a worthwhile experiment.
I'm 8 years old and I have a 30-year-old man.
Yeah, he doesn't breathe to me. Or eat because you
wait,
do
what?
It for him.
A 30... You're not 50.
Wait a minute. So I'm 80 and I have
you'd
a 50.
You'd be 50 year old 40, man.
Yeah, 45. Yeah. 40,
how old are you now? 34?
34, so 40...
He'd be 74. About...
If you
you'd be what?
You'd be 74 if he's 40.
So then I'll have to every time I go to the toilet, he'll have to come.
That's right.
But presumably umbilical cords can fit under door. You'd need a door with
that,
a with
I don't
a big
think
enough.
That long.
How
it's
long?
Not like string. It's like it's quite a short.
My friend had a 2-meter umbilical cord
what?
When she was born. Yeah, really long. So I guess maybe that's why
how
I'm
do
asking.
You know that?
I've got this in my.
She it was just like bragging about it.
Yeah, I went to her birthday party and her mum did a speech about how long... Oh, no, her dad. Her dad did a speech about how long her umbilical cord was when she was born and how it was a sign of things to come or something. I don't
of
know.
What does that mean?
I don't know, like great, like big... big. The bigger the umbilical cord, the bigger the
bigger
life,
the,
maybe.
How long was your umbilical cord?
I don't know, but I don't know anything about my birth apart from the fact I didn't cry. But I actually now realise.
It's so terrifying.
I actually
your
now realise
mother.
That actually quite a lot, not a lot, but there's a fair number of babies who don't cry when they come out.
Really?
It's very
not
unnatural.
Just me.
It's a bad sign.
No, it's just because if you think about it, everything you know about birth is from watching it on movies or on TV. And it's like a woman in terrible pain and a baby crying. And that's because it's the most dramatic thing you can do on a screen. If it's like a woman not crying and a baby just popping out, like that's weird. But it does happen.
Was your mother quite silent during birth, do you think? Is she quite
I don't
a quiet
know.
Woman?
I don't know. Is she a quiet woman? What do you mean, in terms of like voice
just,
or?
Well, I don't know. She didn't scream. She just, because you're quite quiet. You only speak when you need, like you're quite softly spoken. You just, if you were in labour, you'd just sit there, I think. And...
I'll tell you what happened today. This is what, I like quiet because it means fewer people try and speak to me, because if you know, like I don't want to draw attention.
Yeah,
like today I got a taxi with Helen Bauer, my housemate, and it was quiet all the way, and then she just started talking to me out of nowhere, and I was like, okay, thank you, that's the end of that. I don't want to go and see Clifford the Big Red Dog the live show. That was what she
was. Is there
was
a live
on.
Show?
There is a live show of that.
Who's Clifford?
That's quite good.
Clifford the Big Red Dog is a child's
famous
book.
Big dog.
A book.
Oh.
But anyway, so that was the end of that. But that triggered the taxi driver to start talking about his acting career, and I just put my headphones in, and it lasted for about half an hour. She was talking to him, and she just texted me, "Get me out of this." And I was just replying,
she
"I'm
got,
not.
It was her fault.
I'm not drowning with you. This is on you." And it's like if you start talking, then people will talk to you, and often you don't want them to. Is my point.
Interesting that you do a podcast.
I do want to talk to the people in this room, though.
That's nice. That's the nicest thing you've said, maybe, the whole podcast.
Anyway, I want to talk.
What did you do when you came out of the womb, if you didn't cry? I can't picture him doing anything other than
now. Just like now, but
just calm.
Just, well, I'm possibly quite terrified, but not
yeah, you must have had some reaction to what was
I guess
going
so,
on.
Yeah.
Very still. I don't
well,
imagine
this
is
all
either.
Fine. You're a little slug at that age, aren't you? I'm a little slug now, but you can't move much. You know, I'm just quite surprised at what I was seeing, I guess.
Just waiting to take it in.
I wasn't expecting it.
You didn't have your glasses yet as well, so you probably
I didn't have
my
your
glasses.
Beard. No. Did you cry, Jos, when you were born?
I think I did. Well, I was very small and yellow. I had to be put in like a pan. I think they put you in a pan and it heats you up more.
Yeah.
It's jaundice. I had some jaundice.
Me too. Welcome
born.
To the jaundice club.
Did you have jaundice as well?
Yeah. Maybe I was quiet then. Maybe jaundice
Losers.
Babies jaundice come out quite quiet.
Sorry.
Your baby might have jaundice.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And if it does, you'll have to put it in a pan.
I don't know about the pan. Is that true? Like a lobster?
Yeah, it's like a heat. No, it's like a heat.
Got to put
a
it
heat
in a little
lamp.
Frying pan.
It's got a all day, like an incubator. They put it in an incubator.
Like an egg.
Yeah. Like boiling an egg. And I think I was in there for a week or so. All
and then
pipes
what, and then
and
what
stuff.
Colour did you go?
Just my normal, just yeah. my usual colour. just settled in. Sort of and then just sort of rolled colour. With yeah. it for my life.
Wow.
What colour were you when you were born, Harriet?
I was just regular.
Oh, that's regular, is it? Someone's getting cancelled for that. That's a regular. That's regular.
I think.
I guess everything else is irregular.
My regular color. I was my regular color. I wasn't yellow. I wasn't blue. Maybe probably a bit red.
Were you crying? Yeah. Were you screaming?
Probably.
I bet I sobbed like a little bitch.
Overwhelmed.
Yeah, very overwhelmed. Been a
Just
long
a
journey.
Lot going on. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. Well, that's exciting to think what's going to happen.
You know, you can when the placenta comes out, mm-hmm. you can turn that.
Oh yeah, you can eat that.
You can eat it.
I know. I'm wondering whether I should. No, I'm not going to fry it. You can get it into pills.
Who's going
to
do
what?
You get a company to come and then they come and take it and then they put it into pills and it
how,
can be.
How do they do that?
They well, I guess they chop it up. But then me and Bobby are saying, how do you trust
chop
that
it up
the
into the size of a pill?
Me and Bobby are like, how do you know that they're definitely giving you back your own placenta?
Yeah, yeah,
they could
yeah,
like
yeah.
mix all the placenta up, or they could just give you like dog food. Like,
can you be with them every step of the?
No, they
process?
Come. They have to come and put it in a freezer bag.
That's suspicious.
And then take it away, and then they send you your pills in the post.
You want
to
have it like a magic trick where you never see it. It never leaves your sight.
Exactly.
Otherwise,
yeah.
they could be doing anything.
You want to get like
there.
A kind of like that Salt Bay kind of chef to come and just like whip it up into pills in front of you.
How much do you reckon he'd charge for that?
A lot of money, I think. Yeah, and they'd be quite salty.
Yeah, I saw a video of him yesterday just at his like that expensive restaurant he's got in Knightsbridge, and he was just like dabbing a bit of baguette into butter, and I was like, that's not worth a grand.
Oh, that sounds nice though.
Well, dabbing baguette into hot butter.
I do like baguette with butter,
but that's
10
not,
grand's a lot.
It's not like, why
was that thing he was selling? He wasn't just doing that
for himself.
He's
doing a video of him, like essential video of him like rubbing baguette into hot butter.
You found it essential, did you?
It's your favourite thing. I'm not afraid to say he had sunglasses on as well, and then he sprinkled the salt on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's,
you loved it.
It's not for me. Not for me, that restaurant. Thank you. I'll stick to my favourite restaurant, which is...
Dunkin' Donuts.
I just didn't want to say Pizza Express.
They're
you
also
good, actually,
love Pizza Express.
I think it's good value.
Do you remember when that 14-year-old girl wrote a review of Pizza Express and she got bullied off the internet?
No.
She won a competition to write something for
Harriet.
her local paper.
Yeah.
And it was her first trip to a restaurant, and she wrote a review and it said, all I can say is, wow, that was the first sentence of it. And everyone was really horrible to her for being so impressed by it. But she'd never been to a restaurant. So, like, the idea of somebody bringing her dough balls and eating
she'd
a pizza.
She'd never been
to
a single restaurant.
I think she'd never been to a restaurant where, like, you could see them making the pizzas over there. And it wasn't just a kind of, like, factory kind of, like, not that Pizza Express is the best, but like, to a kid.
But when Pizza Express first opened, pizzas in this country were shit.
Yeah.
They were horrible. They would be like just having cooked pizzas.
Yeah, I think that was
terrible.
A big night out
got,
for a while for me.
Colouring pencils.
Yes, yeah. I think she mentioned those,
groundbreaking.
Didn't she? I forget what she mentioned in it, but people were horrible. The newspaper had to come out and defend it and say, we just wanted to commission new young writers and get new voices into journalism, and we really liked her piece. It was really sad.
That's so sad.
Real shame.
I wish I'd known because I would have stood up for her.
Yeah.
What would you have said?
I would have said, leave her alone. She loves Pizza Express.
Then they'll come
it's
after you.
It's a great
you.
Restaurant.
Never.
And then I'll deflect and I'll say, Sunil Patel told me to stand up for her, and then you'll have to take the
Why are you dragging
trolls.
Me into it?
Well,
I've
because
done
I
nothing
took my
wrong.
Heat and then I've put passed the fire to you.
I don't want the fire.
You take the fire.
No, thank you.
I'm giving you the fire. You've got to take it. You can pass it on to Joss.
Absolutely sick of... Okay, all right.
She might have done all right out of it as well. It was a long time ago. She might have gone into journalism. I got
or
no
waitressing.
Idea.
She could be.
So hopefully,
she's fine.
She loved Pizza Express. It'd be a dream.
How do you? Can you? Do you reckon you can franchise a Pizza Express?
It is a franchise,
is
isn't it?
Yeah, Harriet. Something to think about.
What do you mean by like movies?
Yes, or
Pizza Express cinematic universe.
Pizza Express 3D.
They're all numbered. No, you know franchise. So it's like McDonald's is a franchise. So anyone can be like they put up £1 million and they can have their own McDonald's wherever they want.
What?
That's how franchises work.
Oh my god! I didn't know that.
In the garden, like I could just have one in my garden. And
yeah, but you'd be losing a lot of money.
No way.
How much does it cost to?
I'd make loads of money actually. I'll have milkshakes on tap.
Do not get into franchising in my garden. How are you going to get enough people in and out of your garden to sell enough burgers to pay them back?
Do a press release saying it's the only McDonald's in a garden.
Yeah, exactly.
And then already there's buzz.
and I'm drive through, but you'll have to be on bike.
Actually, you are near a school. You'll get a lot of
near a school, on the estate. So lots of people around here if they want to.
How do they all learn the recipes then, if anybody can do it? How come they don't taste different from restaurant to restaurant?
Very interesting question. And I watched a lot of McDonald's franchising videos for a day last month. What it is, if you want to be a McDonald's franchisee, you've first of all got to have enough money. And it's at least like a million.
Right.
Because you've got to buy a lot. You've got to pay them like loads of money every year as well. But they basically then they say, all right, you come and learn how to do it. You spend a year working at a McDonald's from cleaner up.
Oh, wow.
You do every job in the McDonald's.
So you learn
You learn every single job. Yeah, and then...
So it's like an apprenticeship. It's like a,
exactly.
It's like a course.
So you spend
I might do that for my child rather than university.
Yeah, that's good.
But there's like... It's the early McDonald's that started like, 20 years ago. Not the early ones, but it's harder and harder to find a site where you'll get enough traffic to make it worthwhile. So the ones that started like 20, 30 years ago are earning huge amounts.
Pyramid scheme like Bitcoin.
That's not a pyramid scheme. I'm saying that. All right, fine.
There's too many people at the top that get in first, make the money.
Do you reckon there's one in the mayor's office? I reckon the mayor's office could do with
a Bitcoin.
Or like Houses of Parliament. If it's about choosing a site that doesn't have one yet, you got to think about what are the sites where there's a lot of people there actually, but they just haven't caved into franchise pressure yet.
I just go to a town which doesn't have one.
Oh yeah, that could work as
well. What I'd do is I'd open my own restaurant called McDobbins.
Well, I get sued into oblivion.
No, I wouldn't.
No, it's
get
a different
sued.
Word. It's a different
it's
word.
Completely different.
Completely different.
And
what's the logo going to be?
It's going to be
McDobbins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the logo is an upside down M.
Like a W.
So a W.
Yes, a W.
What colour? What colour is it?
Yeah.
It's kind of
blue, is it?
Blue.
Yeah, that's
completely
the different.
Of yellow, blue. Yeah, it's blue, upside
that's
down.
That's so
McDobbins.
Different. It's exactly the same.
Why is it a W if it's called McDobbins?
Jobs, that's the question. I'm creating mystery around
right,
it.
Yeah,
that's what's
yeah.
interesting. Or you could look at, basically, it's not upside down. It just depends what angle you're at.
Or if you maybe you could put all of them above either water or a mirror, so that when you look down in the reflection, then you see what the logo
no,
is supposed to be.
No, at McDobbins, we don't need to do that.
Right.
Or
okay.
The problem is with
head.
You because right. you're standing upright. If you do a headstand,
cool.
it looks
so
fine.
The customer is always wrong.
That's our motto. Oh, yeah. McDobbins, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go.
Any interest in investing into this, John?
It's £1 million and you work for Cleaner for 10 years.
Can I invest like £20 and see how it does?
That's already too much money to give her for this.
No, I'm happy.
Yeah,
I'm happy to part with that.
Snell?
No.
Snell.
Okay, you can have £1.
Okay.
I think it's good.
Jos, have you got any ideas for a small business that you could do on the side?
I've never really. I've started investing this year in because I thought I need some sort of long term money plan.
Yeah.
So I downloaded like a stocks and shares app that traces what things are doing, and I invested in. I thought I was going to go heavily into like I'm going to become a kind of business trader person, but I invested in something. Wine. I thought wine is always going to go.
Yes.
People are always going to want wine.
Yeah.
So I invested
wine.
In a wine delivery company at about 11 o'clock in the morning. And I put about £20 in. And
wow,
then it
big
went,
spender.
It went down
oh.
in the next hour. So I panicked and sold all my shares.
That's the way to do it,
and
man.
And lost about £5 on that. And then I thought pets. There's been a big boom
right.
because of
changing
lockdown.
Your investment philosophy so in the space of an
invest
hour.
In dogs.
I'll put it all
yes.
into pets. So then I put £20 again into pets at home, like a pet insurance
oh,
company.
Oh yeah, that's a good
and
idea.
And then that again started going down within the next hour. So I sold all my shares in that.
What is it
and
about
then,
you that causes companies
I,
you know, to
I just
lose
I realized I'm not good at holding my nerve.
Was it
I think
a day
to
when
do
everything
well,
was going down?
It was just like. I think I just realised that that's what stocks do.
Yeah.
They don't just... I thought when people
you
say
have
that
to be
stocks
in the long
go up...
term, yeah.
But like they do that, they go up and down and hover around. And I saw them immediately kind of... They didn't go down massive. They went down by like 0.5%.
Yeah.
And I sold everything and then lost money on the fees.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm good at waiting to see
can,
what happens.
You can never lose if you never sell.
Yeah, that's what I learned.
That's why
I lost about £15 on the stock market. So then
you
I
only
just...
put 20 in. You lost 3 quarters of it.
Well, yeah, but I did it 3 times. I put £20 in 3 times,
what
losing
was the
five
all the transaction
time.
Fees
the
as well.
Third time was I think it was I thought about investing in Games Workshop. You know, with the little
that's actually
war
a very
models.
Good company. It does
it's
very
doing
well,
really
yeah.
well. If I had
smells terrible.
Does it?
Yeah.
I've not been in a long time. Oh, it's like PVA paint. Glue and stuff, probably.
No, the men.
Oh.
It smells of the men. It
smells really bad.
I think that's gone up like 120% this year. I should have put it into that.
Whoa.
Something to think about.
But in the end, I cancelled the whole thing. My compromise was I put £2 into Bitcoin.
Oh,
which
that's
is now £2.30.
Welcome, so, welcome to the revolution, Charles. Yeah.
But I don't think I've got the business head. I think I panic when I see things going badly, and I would just shut down the entire business. I wouldn't think, what can I do to course correct? I'd set fire to the whole place and go, I've got to get out.
Good thing you're not looking at the Bitcoin price, though, I guess, every day.
Oh, no, I'm looking at it. It's not doing very well.
It fluctuates quite a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Checking on that £2.
Yeah.
When did you put your £2 in?
I booked it just with the big crash May.
Yeah.
Wow, 30p in that time. Pretty
good. Yeah, it's not great. It went quite high for a bit. It went to like £2.70, £2.80, but now it's back down to £2.30 odd. But I'm happy. I'm happy with what I did.
Good for you, Joz. It's good to take risks.
Yeah. Because at the moment, a Bitcoin is like £40,000.
Yeah.
So if my £2 could become £80,000, right?
Wow, that seems like a leap.
50,000.
If it increased by the same amount again.
Yeah.
As it has. I don't really understand it.
I don't think £2 is enough to really...
Don't crush his dreams.
No. If you put £2 in 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But he's thinking 10 years
ago. So I'm thinking £2 now will become.
Be that in 10 years.
£100,000.
I don't know.
Bitcoin will be worth £2 million.
No.
Oh, right. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Good for you, Joseph.
Imagine if it was.
It's worth waiting to see.
Imagine if one Bitcoin was £100 million of Bitcoin.
Mm.
I'd be happy.
That'd be. Then no. Because you'll be thinking, I wish I put a tenner in.
No.
No,
you make the decisions you make, and then you gotta
doesn't
stand
sound
by
like doesn't sound like that's what you did with these stocks.
Yeah, but now I'm happy with it now.
Oh, okay, good.
I've done it.
See,
made my bed.
See,
I might
everyone's
put another pound
it.
In every
day.
Every day.
Don't you have to pay every time you put money in? Don't you have to pay?
Yeah you do.
So,
yeah.
So actually, it's the worst business decision.
Monthly, you could put in like £20.
I don't know, like a Spotify is like 10. Yeah. And then when you have a lot of that stuff going out, it's just a bit stressful.
Maybe give up music.
Well, actually, what you can do with that Bitcoin money you've got is that you can actually collateralize it and borrow money against it.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, let's leave it then.
Anyway, there'll always be a position for you at McDobbins.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Thanks.
Two business minds here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it, it's an honour. It's been an absolute honour listening to your opinions on business and money.
Thank you.
And I've learned so much.
What would your business be if you were going into business?
Donut shop.
I don't know if I'd like to run a shop. I don't really like people.
Donut delivery.
Well, that's so people as well.
No, but you make the donuts, but then people...
I don't like driving. Why do you keep thinking I like donuts that much?
I don't know. It's just really funny.
I saw a box of Krispy Kremes today and I thought, ugh, no thanks.
Really?
No, but I just didn't know.
Okay, a donut delivery company, but you ride on your little bike and then like a news paper boy, you throw the donuts at people. Donuts at people as
and
you
who's
go past.
Be paying
right
for
in
that?
Their mouths. They have to catch
exactly.
Them in
you'd
mouths.
Love
ask
that.
Ask for a contactless
still.
Payment. Yeah. No, I don't know, actually. I remember Harriet was saying the other week that every time she sees a job advertised, she's like, should I apply for that?
Yeah.
In a window, like for
kitchen
waitress.
Porter,
like,
chef.
Kitchen porter,
why?
Chef.
Just something
I just
to
think,
do.
Oh, I should probably do that.
I should probably finally apply and become a kitchen porter.
Yeah.
But then I've watched too much Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares to think it's like I'd be any good at it. Horrible job.
Yeah.
You wouldn't last a minute.
Well, I can't really carry many things at the moment, so it would be a very slow...
And you're allergic to a lot of the ingredients.
Yes. And I'm very clumsy.
So why do you keep applying for those jobs?
Well, I haven't applied. I don't think I'd get it. I don't think I'd be able to get it, so... But you've got to dream big.
I guess so.
I reckon a lot of like setting up new business ideas is about problem solving, right?
Mm.
It's you look at a problem that exists and then you work out what you can do about it.
Yes.
And the thing I keep thinking at the moment is I've got an upstairs neighbour who orders a lot of parcels to the building.
Yeah.
But her name isn't on the bell, the doorbell.
Yeah.
It says the names of who's in the things, but hers isn't on her door. So they keep ringing my bell to go and collect her parcels. So is there a business way
a sticker printing business?
Or you could just write it on a piece of paper, yeah, and then just put it in there.
Yeah, I guess that's just I guess not all problems need a business to solve. I was trying to work out if there was some kind of delivery. You could create a delivery company that means you're never going to be rung for somebody else's parcel again. Mm. They're always going to deliver it to the right.
Or you could work for people that don't want to be disturbed. So then you stand by the doorbell and when they press it, you say,
"Yes, not them.
That's not them."
You mean like a servant?
Yeah. Or just like a concierge, actually. I just described concierge service.
Yeah. You don't have a lobby. You just stand outside.
Yeah, stand outside people's houses. I do it in every house that needs it.
What I do to solve that problem is I'd say, all right, get your parcels delivered to me or like loads of people if they're out. And then every day I'd be like, when are you home? They'll say, I'm home now. And then I'd get a drone.
Oh.
And I'd send the parcels to them by drone, just drop it on their heads.
Right.
I would set up myself as one of those Collect Plus delivery places.
Oh, you just do the existing
and
business.
And so then they'd get delivered to me and then I'd get paid for it every time. And then have to come to me. And then if they didn't bring their ID, I'd say, sorry, no.
Oh, like what they do now.
yeah. It would be really fun.
I don't think they get paid much to be a Collect Plus thing.
Really?
Yeah, do you have to be a shop or can you be just an individual and say, I'm also a Collect Plus?
I think you simply must be a shop.
Right.
I think you as a person. I think it has to be indoors, isn't it? Oh, no, sometimes it's just at petrol stations, aren't they?
Yeah.
You could just say that it's you yourself, and then if people manage to find you, you're sort of running around like the golden snitch.
Yes.
People can work out where you are. They give you a parcel. They go, great,
tackle
well done.
You to the
but then you have to carry the parcel around all day.
That's
just
fine. I'm happy to do it. If I'm making good money off it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, it's quite buzzy. If you heard about that, you've got to catch him and then he'll take your parcels, people would recommend that to a friend. They'd say, you've got to try this new app. There'd be an app. And maybe there'd be clues for whereabouts I am.
Mm.
And then people would narrow me down.
So just make it even more inconvenient than it is. Basically.
It's like a sort of treasure hunt slash delivery.
Terrible treasure hunt where you get nothing good at the end. There's no sweets or present. What do you think of the service at the post office, Joz?
My post office or any post office.
Harry's
got a bone to pick with her.
Really?
The post office system is flawed.
Really?
Yes.
Why? What don't you like? I think stamps are a bit expensive, is my feeling.
Whoa.
I feel like they used to be about maybe 50p.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Things go up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not having a go.
That's not
the shares
problem.
He bought, though, eh?
What's your...
My problem is I bring something there and then they say you have to put it in a parcel.
This is
right.
And then,
then
I have to leave the queue and then go and get a parcel and then I have to get scissors and sellotape and then I have to wrap it and I have to buy a pen. And I just
why don't you do that at home? This sounds like something you might do once and then on every subsequent trip to the post office, just remember to do it at home.
Yes.
Have you not? You've just not done
No. And I feel like everything is so convenient in life. Why can't the post office?
Mm.
I think they're being facetious.
Or maybe there should be.
Word.
Maybe there should be two shops next door to each other.
I took a gamble and I said facetious. next door. That's a business.
So you always go into the parcel shop first. Yes. If you ever need to go to the post office, you always remember to go to the parcel
I don't want to
shop.
Go to two shops. I want it to be a one-stop shop.
Well, you can
I
go
want
to
turn
like
up and
mail
say, post this, weekends. Wrap it, send it.
You can, yeah. There's companies that do it for you.
Who?
There's like mailboxes, etc.
Where do I find them?
Maybe search for it on the internet or something.
But where do I go?
They have branches.
Okay. So wait, this exists?
I remember there used to be shops, I don't know if they're still around, where they'd be like, bring us your stuff and we'll put it on eBay for you.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
yeah, I think
I'd like that as well, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know, I haven't seen many of them around at the moment. Maybe
it's very difficult to get rid of things at the moment. I'm trying to get rid of the kettle.
Getting rid of stuff.
Oh, do I wonder if you want a big table? Like a huge table?
How big is it?
It's got like a tiled, it's about that long.
Big enough for here?
Yeah, it would go right in the middle there. Narrow gangway, yeah. It would fit there really well.
Why are you getting rid of your table?
I've got to move to a smaller place and it's quite a big table.
Joz is moving to Primrose Hill.
Very nice.
Well, just staying there, just moving up the street I'm already in.
Oh, wait, are you there at the moment?
Yeah, I'm staying in my girlfriend's dad's place. And we were going to move out of Primrose Hill because we thought we couldn't afford it. But then a small flat became available there. But it's not big enough for our table.
Oh, so no.
It's a shame. It's one of those things. Yeah, could do. But then you're spending more money.
Yeah.
Then we might as well have left.
Do you want it?
What, a table?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I don't need it. I haven't got anywhere to put it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can put it upside down in here and then just walk around the legs.
Oh yeah, that would be quite good.
Yeah, it'd be useful.
And then it's just a sort of a thing to lean against.
Yeah, or like a boat kind of thing. You could sit in the middle of it and think.
Or in a way, four small chairs. You could sort of perch on the tip of each leg. They're quite sturdy legs. They're about that. Mm. So you could sort of balance yourself on them a bit.
Something to think about.
I think we don't want your table, Judge.
Fair enough. That's fine. I'll do gum tree.
What have you got? Are you trying to get rid of something?
No, well, Bobby's crossed because I've got two. Yeah, the kettle, yeah.
She's got, you know, guess how many sofas there are in this house?
Three.
There's five.
Five? Where are they all?
Dotted around.
Fucking hell.
She keeps buying sofas.
I keep buying sofas, but everyone sits on them.
They're expensive, aren't
they, sofas? I'm quite good at getting them cheaper.
Right.
Because some of them are like, they're like $2,000.
Yeah.
But I got one the other day that was like, it was just under.
You got another one? Six sofas. Yeah.
No, there's no more. And I think I've got to get rid of one.
Which one? Have you got a least favourite?
Yeah, it's it doesn't have any legs.
Oh, that's just
I find it hard to let go of things.
Yeah.
I feel that like...
Yeah.
Like there's a table we used to have in here and Sunil hated it and we can't have it anymore and it just makes me sad.
Do you get very attached to like rubbish? To just stuff that isn't even kind
it's
of...
It's a rude way to talk about Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's not my stuff. That's not mine.
The treadmill?
That's, the treadmill is, but that's...
No one ever sees that when they watch the videos of this. They don't realise there's a Reebok treadmill. Just there we go. There's a camera view
don't
of the
know,
treadmill.
Don't give away my secrets.
Behind the scenes
there's
there.
Been a real war about that treadmill.
Do you never use it?
I'm very pregnant, Joz.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fair.
But
that's fair,
I was using it, but the problem is now Bobby has taken everything that was in this room and made it all different. And so the room was predominantly the treadmill, but now the treadmill is...
I'm not sure you need a room predominantly for a treadmill.
No, well, I know that, but...
You could just run outside.
All right, Joz.
If you want it.
You could just run on the spot.
Yeah. No, but last time I ran outside was Boxing Day and then I fell on my face and I still have a scar on my knee.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then I got really... I was bleeding a lot and then I went to the park and then I called Bobby and told him he had to come and get me, but then I realised it was fine.
Was
I just limped home.
You said that as though Boxing Day was like the reason...
I just think it's quite impressive to go for a run on Boxing
Day.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Do you run?
I did for a while. I ran every day in the first lockdown for a bit. I ran 5K every day because I went a bit mad.
Yeah, that's like a manic. That's a manic approach.
And then I found a 30-day arms workout online.
We can tell, Joss.
Well, I thought I'm going to use this to... Because everyone I knew in my house left. So it was just me and a mad alcoholic guy that lived in the attic that I never saw. So I was like, I'm going to use this to transform myself so when everybody comes back, I look really different.
Yes.
And that will be like a fun journey to have gone on. So I grew a beard and then I went for a run every day and then I was doing these arms exercises. I had two very heavy books because I didn't have dumbbells and you couldn't go to the shops. So I just used two heavy books every day. But then it turns out you have to do that consistently. Otherwise, you just sort of wither back to your present self. I did the 30 days then within about 2 days... I looked like I did.
The muscle just
wasted
away.
Yeah, it was a waste of time, complete waste of time. And then I sort of stopped. I kept running for a bit, but then I feel like maybe I had associations now, and now I think, oh, that's what I did when I went mad. That was my sort of
managed to make running unhealthy.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite triggering to go for a run now.
Pretty impressive that you can just run. How far were you running?
It was about 5K
every day. That's amazing.
Yeah, so it was quite a lot. And then, but everybody sort of noticed and then started buying me running stuff. So I've now got like quite fancy running gear that I don't use because whenever I put it on, I start to get stressed again. Yeah. So I do it a bit. I do it every now and again.
Did you ever run while tears were streaming down your face?
I have the first time I ran, I started running in December 2018 because I sent a text asking somebody out for a drink, a girl that I liked.
Right, yeah.
And then I was so scared of her answer that I threw the phone across the room and then ran out of my flat and ran for half an hour just in the clothes I was wearing, which was like suit shoes, like smart suit shoes and Tails. Trousers oh, no. and flat. The shirt.
Oh, God.
So more or less a suit, but without a jacket. I can't remember why I was dressed so smartly, but ran out.
To send the message you were asking yeah, a lady yeah, out.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I wanted to be formal. Yes. And then I ran around Brockwell Park for about half an hour, just scared to go home. And I think I was crying. I think, or certainly I was in a heightened emotional state.
Right.
And then I came back. And she'd gone, yeah, all right. And then it didn't work out. But
yeah, all right. Enthusiastic.
But I felt like a buzz from the run. So I was like, I got to do this more. That right. felt good. And then
but
I bought some
it
trainers.
Because she said yes that you felt the buzz.
No, I felt the buzz before I'd even Ooh. Looked at the text. I felt like that was good. That was a good thing to do. Right, and it kind okay. of got the emotion out. So I'll do that more.
I've never felt good after a run.
Really?
You've never run.
I've run.
When have you run?
When have I run?
When have you run? Name one time.
How far?
When have you run that you've like an actual run? Like you're dressed for a run and you're going
you
for a run.
Chose to go
Not that
it.
You're running away from something or you're running to
but
a
how
donut
long would
shop.
I have to run for? To call to
ten,
classify
10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Oh. Oh, can I be going back to sort of teenage years now? Not a fan
exactly,
of
yeah.
not a fan of running.
No, I know. That's
no,
why,
I don't. I
that's
understand what.
I didn't make any
when
sense.
Have you run?
You said you run. I ran
for
and then
10 minutes.
On Boxing Day.
I ran on Boxing
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, but when you run,
and then I was running.
When you run, it doesn't look like a run.
No, I know. I know. Yeah, I know.
What do you do?
It's like, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Arms
where
out.
Like rolling.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
When Sonic runs, it's you, a bit slower.
It is embarrassing. I was going through a stage of really running, and then it's just, if you run into someone that you know, like, it's just, it's so embarrassing. I can't handle it.
Why? Because you're all runny.
Because you're just, it, like, you're in a different headspace, and then you have to chat, and it just all
you
feels.
You don't have to chat.
It all feels weird.
Why do you bump into people you know when you run? Where do you run?
I don't know. I just run in the park.
Right. It's full of people you know.
Yeah, or on the treadmill, and then I'm running to Bobby. And it's just awkward.
I had no idea you liked running enough to buy a treadmill.
I do. I really like running. Yeah, I started quite late. I've done a half marathon.
Have you?
Whoa.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Congrats.
Did I give you any money
That's
for that?
That's really good.
Don't think I did.
No, I did it for charity, so.
But did I give you any money for it?
No. Oh, did you give me?
You thought so.
I was just going to pay you to run. Did I pay you to do a marathon?
Did you pay me to do a marathon? No, I don't think you did pay me, actually.
I would have, but when was it? When was this half marathon you talk about?
2014.
Didn't know you.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
I was busy. Sponsor you to do a half marathon.
I don't want to do a half marathon.
Okay.
What would you do in exchange for sponsorship?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
I don't know if I would. Sponsorship, I don't know.
What about
say...
sponsored silence? You like that?
Oh, I do a sponsored silence.
Yeah.
But it has to be something
you wouldn't
find
be
challenging.
Able to
out of
character. What other charity challenges are there?
Shave your head.
I'm not going to do that.
Go in a bath with baked beans.
Yeah, fine, I'll do that.
Go in a bath with baked beans.
With a
can
of baked beans.
Phrasing it.
Yeah, I'll do it. Ice bucket. Probably wouldn't do that.
That's quite dangerous, isn't it? The ice bucket. Didn't someone die?
Oh, they get a
oh,
heart attack,
really?
Did they, or
yeah.
something from the extreme cold, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you give me a challenge that I might do, and I might do it. I wouldn't even do Movember. It wouldn't make sense.
Would you not shave off the moustache but leave everything else but then grow the moustache
no,
back?
No, I wouldn't
yeah,
do it.
No.
Yeah,
are you doing
horrible.
Movember?
Yeah, horrible.
Or... No, I thought about doing that. I thought about just going down to a sort of a chin thing and then getting that back. But I thought it's just, then you're just going to look shit for
no,
a month.
No, that looks really good
for...
though, the moustache and the chin thing.
No, I mean no moustache and a full beard.
Oh, no,
unsettling.
That's not for anyone.
Yeah.
No. You can get down to Games Workshop with that.
Do you shave here in between the bits?
No, that's just like
really,
that.
That's just how it is.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know what's going on there. Maybe one day they'll fill in.
It's like Musketeers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's very Musketeers.
Still learning.
Yeah.
Still learning how to do that.
Good for you.
It's getting there.
Good for you, Jos.
It's nice to discover new things about yourself.
What about growing it into a point? Like, that would really embrace the Musketeers.
I don't know how. I went to get my hair cut last week for the first time in a while, and he asked if I wanted him to do my beard, and I got so scared of the idea that I said no. Because I find it generally just scary being in a barber's and not knowing what's going to happen. And because the whole beard is new, I had no idea what that was going to feel
like. It's
fine,
like,
and
it's very neat.
Feel.
It's only when you start feeling it sort of a bit unkempt.
I had no idea men were so scared of the barbers. Like, Sean McLaughlin had the same problem. Like, it's
It's horrible.
Yeah, it is a terrible business.
It's a stressful thing.
It is because it's just like,
so sad.
Yeah, all the men in this room are terrified. Yeah,
I didn't know that you all went through this.
Unless you've got someone you've gone to for years and you absolutely you trust, then it's all a bit of a shot in the dark.
Well,
isn't
I think
it?
We've found our business, maybe.
Barbara.
Comforting
comforting men after
barber.
The barbers.
Yes.
A hug after the barber.
Yeah, a nice kind barber.
That does work.
Yeah. There we go. No, nobody steal it.
No, you need someone to like, once you've gone to the barber and you don't like it, you can't go back and say, please, can you sort it out again? So you need another barber. You need second
tier. Rescue barber.
Rescue barber.
But I like to not like it when I leave the barbers because I prefer, like, I don't like this at the moment because it's too short, but I like the idea of liking my haircut about 2 or 3 weeks after I've been to the barbers because it buys me time. So I often have it in the barbers where they get it to a point where they think it's okay. And then I tell them to go further because I want it to be a long time before I have to spend the money again.
Right.
And then they cut more off. What, but then they often misunderstand and then cut too much off.
Yes.
What have you done to your hair today? Have you blow dried it?
No, I've done nothing. It's just work.
Yeah, because it looks blow dried, doesn't it?
This is just what he did to it. I don't know what he did.
When did he cut your hair?
About 5 days ago.
Yeah, but he didn't make it stand up on end like that.
No.
But did you walk out of the barber looking like that?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. I don't know what it looks like. I've not looked in the mirror today. So I've got no idea what it's doing.
But it's
what's
just
it doing?
It's like a hedgehog.
Yeah, just it does
but
that.
I didn't. I'm not noticing it. I'm not
it
noticing it
gets,
in a bad way, but I'm saying
it gets too short.
That's not normally the haircut
very,
you have.
No, it's
is
very,
it not?
But
it
you've got very... quite thick hair, but it's all standing up on end. I've never seen that on you.
I don't know what the guy did.
No, he's done a good job.
Said,
I think
more.
It's a good, clean haircut. I think it's neat.
The main thing, I wanted to try and... because
did
I've...
he rub a balloon on the top?
Here we go. Pile in on Joss's hair.
I've got my hair cut twice since last year. Because I've started just doing longer gaps to see what happens. And the last time I got it, I got home and my girlfriend burst into tears at the sight of my haircut. So the main thing this year was I've got to do something different enough that it doesn't do that. Because it's not a nice thing to have done to you to
did
have somebody
look
burst
like that
into
when
tears.
She cried?
I can't remember. She said the reason she cried is because it looked a lot like her dad's haircut and it made her feel like she was going out with her dad. So that was eventually what I managed to get. But she was like sobbing.
Yeah.
She was like properly sobbing and I didn't know what to do. So this time I think I just tried to give slightly different instructions because I never know what to ask for. I always sort of go, I want it to be shorter.
How old was the barber?
He was young and
was
he was new.
Did you show a picture of a hedgehog?
I showed a picture of myself with hair I like. I said, that's what I look like when I've got good hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he said, okay, great. And then...
Was it that? Well, looks fine. I just think it's funny.
He kept apologising while it was going on, which I thought was about... Like, he was doing things, and then I'd be like, could you sort out the front a bit? And then he was like, yeah, I'm just doing this, because otherwise, when you wash it, it's all going to stick up and look crazy. And I was like, okay, that's fine. But he was quite defensive, where whenever I commented on anything, he got quite kind of, I need to do this side, because... And then there was, they wouldn't balance up. And he kept looking at it and going, I don't understand why it's not. It was really stressful. Just constantly being like, why is that bit out, but the other side isn't? And then he got the clipper. I'd said no clippers. I'd said scissors, because I prefer it with scissors. And then at one point, this side was sort of puffing up like a mushroom a lot. And he was cutting it and then looking at the other side and being like, it won't balance up. And then he got out the clippers and just proper, like, got into my head, like, rubbed it really, really frantically, which I've never had a barber do. It's normally a kind of like a... And he probably just rubbed it like sandpaper on the side of my head. And now I look like this.
And then he just stopped and sent you out.
Yeah. It's like, that's as good as it's going to get. Thanks for coming. Here's your loyalty card. If I go back six times,
I can see
I get it
is
for free.
It is traumatic. Yeah,
yeah,
it does
stressful.
Sound traumatic, actually,
it's
especially
stressful.
If you said no clippers.
Yeah, yeah, that was a bit of a like. That was the point where I just stopped.
I always thought saying no clippers meant it would be a bit more presentable. But then I think
because I don't like the fade thing. I don't like fades.
Yeah. Yeah, but then I've had a like clipper on the side, and it actually feels quite good.
Really?
Yeah, it feels like really neat.
What to run your
to run?
Hands
like
through.
It's like a mole. Yeah, like a small rodent. You know when you're just like stroking a mole.
Jos, have you been upset about anything else recently?
So the story I wanted to tell about
that's
crying.
Sorry, that's not the question we ask people normally. We ask if they're crying, not if you've been upset about something.
It just becomes a sort of therapy podcast about...
Anyway. Like, because you always just go, so have you cried much?
No, I did it earlier. I said, have you run while crying?
Yeah, but that was so specific.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry. Please.
A little while ago, I tried to make myself cry to impress a room full of children. and it backfired quite a lot. And I thought I'd tell you that story. Because I'm quite good at making myself cry because my emotions are very sort of on the surface a lot of the time. So it doesn't take much to set them off. Like I'll cry at... it's mainly reality TV at the moment. Mm. It's like Bake Off and Strictly. And Strictly, if anybody says anything about
me and
being
Elliot have that as well.
Proud or how they've worked hard, I'm like gone. So they're sort of there quite easily. And then I had to... last year, my friend who's a teacher booked me. She was directing a production of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with her class. And she wanted there to be a bit where the Oompa Loompas and Willy Wonka do a magic trick. So she got me to come up to Nottingham to teach her class magic so that they could do a kind of a basic magic trick. And she introduced me to the class and said, this is Jos, he's a comedian, he's going to be teaching you magic in the second half of the class. And one of the kids said, what's your best joke? And I said, I don't really have jokes, I just sort of do funny things. And then the kid went, you shouldn't tell people you're a comedian if you can't do jokes when they ask you for a joke. And I was annoyed, and the kids laughed at that. So he'd, they were finding him funnier than me.
Yes, you were being bullied.
Yeah, basically. So I thought, I'm going to do something really funny in that, because I had to watch her do the first half of her class and then I was going to do the magic in the second half. So I thought, I'll do something really funny in the first half that will prove to them that I'm a funny, silly comedian. So she did she turned the lights off and she did a body check. Do you know body checks? Where it's like a meditation thing. Everyone lies down. It was a drama class. Everybody lies down. They didn't do that in maths. And she says, listen to your feet and listen to your stomach and all that kind of thing. And she put on some ambient music. So I thought while that was going on, it would be really funny to make myself cry. And then when the lights came on, I would pretend that I was so moved by the ambient music that I'd become very emotional. And then I would get them all to clap. I'd be like, wow, a round of applause for your teacher for such a move. So that was the plan. So while it was dark,
Really good plan, actually.
I thought that this would really sell me as like a funny comedian. They'd be like, wow, that was a great...
What, are you in tears at ambient music?
But I was hoping they'd be... I don't know what... Yeah, I really don't know what reaction I wanted from them.
Horror.
I just thought they would go, that was fun and silly. Yeah, we like him now and we trust him and we're ready to learn magic from him. So she turned the lights off and played this music and then I made myself cry and got to sort of like tears down my face kind of thing. And then when it finished, she turned the lights on and just immediately went, right, so last week we were talking about Stanislavski, so everybody get your books out. So I didn't have a moment to do my bit, so I just had to wipe my face and then compose myself and then carry on. And I reckon some of them saw it. Maybe not all of them, but I reckon a few of them would have noticed, the comedian's in tears.
What were you going to do that was going to be funny?
I was going to stand up and go something like, wow, that was so moving. Well done. Fucking hell, it's crap. It's really shit. If it had gone well, it would still have been really shit.
It looked like you were crying.
It looked like I was quietly crying in the corner
because
they said, you've not got any.
How old are these children?
They're about 10 or 11.
Oh my
so old
God,
enough
Jos.
To be mean.
10 or 11, Oh, Jos.
It was horrible.
Oh, it was really horrible.
And then second half, I had to try and like find some authority to go, right, so stage magic works.
You bombed and then cried. Now you're doing magic.
Absolutely horrible. Oh. Really horrible.
What magic do you do?
I taught the Oompa Loompas how to make a coin disappear.
Okay.
Which is actually quite a hard trick to do in a big production with lots of people on stage because it means the mums and dads can't really see what's going on. So probably, I don't think they did that one in the end. And I taught Willy Wonka how to do a quick change. Just how to go from being in a dressing gown to being in a suit.
Oh, how do you do that?
You just wear a suit under your dressing gown.
Oh, revealing all
he
the
was
tricks.
He was very unimpressed by it as well.
The magic
I think they'd all come in being
really
like, we're
going to
learn
choices.
About magic. And then I just told him, just wear a suit under your...
Do you both want to hear a sad story?
No. Yeah. No, I don't want to.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So now this might make you cry.
Ooh.
Delta Airlines passenger breastfeeding, screaming cat that looked like a baby refused to stop.
Fucking what? Sad story. This is where we got to with the sad stories. Cats being breastfed.
Breastfeeding a cat that looked like a baby.
Sorry, start again. Just start again.
Read the title. Delta Airlines passenger, then in quotes, breastfeeding, screaming cat that looked like a baby refused to stop.
How did you find this one?
This was just an article that I happened to be reading. And then I saved them like through the week.
What were the details? How did she... Yeah, did she think it was her baby?
Let me tell you. This woman had one of those like hairless cats swaddled up in a blanket so it looked like a baby.
Right.
Ainsley said. Her shirt was up and she was trying to get the cat to latch and she wouldn't put the cat back in the carrier and the cat was screaming for its life. Security guards responded to the
very
incident.
Sharp teeth, though, cats.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why did she also have a baby there and she like mixed them up? She reached for the baby and she picked up the cat? Or was the cat...
Was she?
There's absolutely no information.
That's it. End of story, is it?
That's chilling.
No, according to the airline's website, it fully supports a woman's right to breastfeed on board Delta and Delta Connection aircraft. And then Delta allows passengers to bring small cats, dogs, and birds onto the cabin. So it seems like Delta is responsible.
Birds?
Delta's lactation policy does not address animals, but it is unlikely to apply.
What kind of bird could you... A small bird would you want to bring on a flight with you?
Eagle.
Parrot.
A small bird.
Budgie.
Eagle. Budgie, better.
If you're trying to take your budgie...
Yeah, pigeon.
On holiday with you.
These are therapy animals, aren't they? Is that what they mean?
I was just thinking pet.
Yeah, therapy. Right, yeah, yeah, where the woman put the peacock.
Therapy eagle. I have a therapy vulture.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really sad about not getting closure to that story. Yeah. Yeah. Because she sounds insane. Like,
I'm actually sad now.
Very well.
I know.
I'm sad.
Unless
feel,
it was
I
just
feel
a
sad
mistake.
For the cat.
I feel sad for the woman and the cat.
And everyone else on the flight. Yeah. And Delta Airlines. Nobody comes out well.
No.
Where's the baby?
Who's Ainsley?
Where's the actual woman's baby? That's what I don't...
Does she have a baby?
She must have a baby. If she's picking up a pink thing that looks like a baby and trying to breastfeed it.
Oh, yeah.
There was a report through the system on Delta Flight 1360 stating that a passenger in seat 13A was breastfeeding a cat and will not put cat back in its carrier when the flight attendant requested.
See, and that's the weird bit as well. Because the fact that she wouldn't... Because you'd think the minute somebody says, oh, that's a cat,
You would
agree to put it back
yes.
in its cat. So she is not well.
She's obviously not well, yeah.
No, yeah.
That's sad. Oh, that is the saddest story you've told on this podcast ever.
It's chilling, isn't it?
God.
It's just bleak, isn't it? It's just like someone should help her.
Or maybe the cat likes it when they're at home and then in public it gets embarrassed.
What are you saying here? Where are we going with this?
I don't know. I'm just trying to stand up for the lady.
We're not going to go with it.
You're standing up for the situation.
No, I'm not supporting breastfeeding cats. You're not saying the cat wants it. No, I'm not. It clearly didn't. It was screaming for its life.
But you said maybe it likes it.
That's a weird detail, though, for its life. Because it makes it sound like there's something else going on.
Cats just make a noise anyway sometimes. Yeah. You can't tell what noises mean from animals sometimes.
You can't.
All right, well.
I think you can get like a ballpark.
You get a ballpark. Like, scream.
This is bad.
Another noise. Yeah. A ballpark. This is bad.
Thanks so much for coming,
Thank you, Joss.
Do you have anything coming up that people can watch? Or?
I've got a show that's on in February at The Vault, which people will be very welcome to come along if they'd like to. They can find it on my website.
What's your website?
JossNorris.co.uk.
Do you make your own website?
I do. I need to do it up a bit. It's a bit...
Just let me know if you need any help.
Oh, do you do websites?
Yeah.
Is that a new business idea?
I've only done mine so far, but people are very impressed.
McDobbinswebsites.com.
Her website is actually like not chaos, which is very good. Maybe I'll chat to you about that.
I need to do it because it turns out
everyone's idiots and they don't know how to do websites apart from me.
I know the basics, but it's more like it's the fact that redoing it means you've got to move everything around. And sometimes it all works.
Yeah.
but it works while not looking very good. So
yeah,
you got to balance it up.
I broke mine. I should have gone to Harriet.
Really? Yeah, how did you break it?
Moving stuff around, then it all went to pot. So I just started again with just a text file with three bullet points.
Yeah. Oh my god,
that's easy. That's
your website. Just text.
No, my friend took over it in the end.
Ah, right.
Yeah, my friend is an actual designer. Okay. Shout out to Matt Cheese. Hope you're listening.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram and Patreon. If you want an extra episode, then the show becomes weekly and it's only the price of
one coffee,
yeah. And not even like a really fancy coffee,
like a big one though.
Yeah, a big one. Thanks everybody.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.